hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the Producer is with me, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ. We are getting ready to head down to South Florida to do some lobster diving. Also, this hour, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating is working on his Paddy Open Water final exam. Patrick, how you doing? Just give us a little shout out.
This is in meters, not in feet. My dive table's in feet.
You're on the wrong page. Yours is an imperial version and a metric version.
Exam A.
No, it's on there. Just look. Turn the page. You'll see. There's a metric version. An imperial merge. These are things I want you to learn on your own.
The first test.
Trial and error. That's the best way that you can learn.
On the European tables.
Yes. And I figured if he did it metrically, then when we go overseas and I take him on a exotic dive trip, he can work in bar instead of PSI, that kind of thing, and be even more informed. He's looking at me and cursing.
Inflamed, I think is what you mean.
He's inflamed?
He's enraged.
I'll bring my Cuisinaire rods from the third grade.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll see how he's doing. I think he's making good progress. If he's that far along where he's working on the dive table program or problems where it's metric and stuff. So by the end of the show today, we should know whether Captain Patrick has passed his final exam and is well on his way to becoming a certified Paddy Open Water diver.
Well, for sure he's certifiable.
Okay.
Good one,
you.
Bill.
I'm sorry. Nobody else was jumping in. Somebody had to do something. Clearly, he had nothing left. He was out. Yeah. He was out.
Well,
he was giving me that pleading out of air look with his eyes.
I was getting ready to go to the phone.
Bill, please, something. Do something. Say something stupid. Bill, put your pants back on. I get that look all the time.
Now, I have never asked you to put them back on.
Wow.
I've asked you not to take them off in the first place.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the clarity, Greg.
But once they're off, he cannot resist.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Creaky.
All right. On the phone, however, to help us out and maybe
speaking of eels,
some focus of the show, we got our buddy Pete from Scuba Board on Scuba Radio. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. Now, you are down in the Florida Keys. I know you've already meandered through lobster mini season, and you know Tuesday is when Florida spiny lobster season opens for the entire year, which is awesome. Okay. Are you going to do any lobstering yourself, or have you already scoped out your honey holes and things, right?
Dude, we were on a reef that got blah, 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 blah. That was the name of the reef. It's just been censored, so you guys can't find it.
Right, and, of course, yes.
40-plus lobster.
What?
On one, I tell you, we did it in.
I want to kill
45
you.
45 minutes. It's not this far.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say again? 45 what? Say it one more time.
40-plus lobster.
40-plus lobster in this one spot.
In one spot.
So how many divers were you? Or were there? Because you can only get six apiece.
No. It's not in season. We couldn't do anything with them. But I am going back.
You were going, okay, so that was outside of season. They were taunting you.
And he was in John Pennekamp State Park.
So it's kind of like going to a strip club.
In a way.
Yeah, you can look, but you can't touch.
These were delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Interesting. All right, so, I mean, but it wasn't in a protected area, I assume?
Nope.
So you're
not
ready.
At all.
So you have this spot already scoped out. There's a honey hole that you have found down in the Florida Keys. Can't say where, because you're holding it at least to your keeping it to yourself until you get out there on when Tuesday. You're planning to hit
it. It's not a matter of can't. It's a matter of won't.
You won't. Yeah. Well, now let's say, for instance, Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ came down to your place and gave you a little visit. Could they beat it out of you?
We could waterboard him, but him being a diver, he'd probably get into that.
That was true. It wouldn't even faze him.
Stop.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Okay.
That's
so,
out.
All right. So there's no way to get this info out of you. You're going to keep this to yourself, I guess. Huh?
I'm going to go keep it to myself and go dive it privately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So you can get six a day. So that ought to take you through the first solid week of lobster diving.
So if I go every day, yes, it would. But I plan on bringing my best buddy when I go. So
okay.
There'll be a dozen out each day. We'll take it out in 3 days.
Yeah. Now, out of those 40 lobsters, how many were legal, though? How many were egg-bearing? Did you look that close?
I didn't look for eggs, so probably half are egg-bearing.
Yeah.
And I would say out of those half, a few had to keep growing.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I don't want to rape and pillage the ocean. I mean, I live here. I could go out and get two or three for dinner and not worry about it. Go back, you know, in a couple days and get two or three more when I'm ready for them. So I'm okay. I'm patient. I can let these guys grow.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's nice that if you're already down there and you can scope out a spot and you have your own little private honey hole and you go visit it every once in a while, that is, you know, that's diver's paradise right there. That's the way to go.
You know, I could live anywhere in the world and do scuba board. I choose Key Largo.
Very, very good. All right, so I know you've been doing some other stuff. You did a night dive down there lately, or recently, right?
I did. That's where I saw the lobster.
Oh, it was on a night dive. Okay. Well,
it was on a night dive. Yeah. We saw octopus. We saw, seven or eight eels. We had a nurse shark come and visit us.
Uh-huh.
All sorts of the sea biscuits came out, and mostly they hide in the sand. But at night, these guys come out with their little dark brown furriness, and they were going around. We had all sorts of crabs. It was just an incredibly fun dive.
Yeah, and that was just going out in Key Largo one evening and just saying, let's see what we see. So let me get this straight.
So we've narrowed it down somewhere where it gets dark.
Wow! so much for your secret location.
Have you heard about our weather rock down here, CJ?
No.
We use it for interpreting the weather. If we can't see it, it's dark out. If it's wet, it's raining.
That's genius.
If it's tumbling, across the driveway, we have a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And if it's red, somebody's bashed me in the head with it.
You know,
yeah.
Some guy put this little aluminum thing out in front of his yard.
Yeah.
He claims it's the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's just one of those wacky keys things. It attracts a unique.
Did you say Waikiki or Wacky Key?
Yes.
Okay.
So
this is Key Largo. Wacky Key is further south.
Well, okay. We'll leave that there then. All right. So
I think is what they call it.
We got to do some night diving for sure. But you can't catch lobsters at night. That's one of the rules in Monroe County, though, right? Even after regular.
I think actually that was for mini season only.
Is it mini season only? Maybe it is. Yeah, it was definitely not during mini season. But,
yeah, you can't do a lot of things in Monroe County. You can't go off of a hunt around the piers. You can't do any of that stuff. The bridges and all that, you have to stay away from them. But after mini season, and then they increase the amount of lobsters you can take from six to half a dozen.
Yeah, and then once it gets to be October, the end of October in Fantasy Fest time, there's really not much that you can't do in Monroe County.
I don't really get the, you know, all these rules and regulations they have down there, and yet you can walk down the street of Duval naked. It's just, they're just unique that way. God bless them.
You know, I don't think that that's necessarily true. If I were to walk down naked in Duval, I would get arrested for a completely indecent exposure.
Okay, you have to wear a sock. That's all I saw. And I'm just saying, you know, it's been burned into my brain for many, many years since. And
Greg, I think they would make me wear a tent.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, to each his own. Whatever, you know, works and, you know, makes you, you know, you want to put your best fin forward, I guess. And if that does
there
it for
go.
You, I'm behind it, I guess. And actually, no, I'm not behind it. That's, you know what? Just stop. I just want to, you know,
don't wear a cummerbund.
All right. Well, Pete, thanks for the update. Thanks for not sharing your honey hole. We all hate you equally. And
it's
I guess
just south of Key Largo.
Okay, and it gets dark there.
Yeah,
see,
and it gets dark at night.
I knew it. If we had him on long enough, we'd be able to get that information out of him. So there you go. You're welcome, and you're sorry at the same time. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
There's a little lobster boy in every one of us. Or bug boy is what we're looking for.
He's trying to get out.
Patrick. I don't know. Patrick might be able to get in on this eventually. But right now, it's just going to be Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ are going to battle it out for the title of bug boy. Next week when we go after the Florida spiny lobster, when the official season opens up here and on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll have a full report from the boat, actually. I think we're going to do a little broadcasting from the boat during our surface interval and see how...
Boatcasting.
Okay, yeah. One of those. We're going to actually cast Jimmy the Bubble Boy from the boat and how many lobsters he comes back with when we reel him back in. That could be a new technique. You know, you can use your tickle stick, you can use your looper, or you can use a fellow diver.
The naked lobster boy.
And boatcast him. But you have to put an attractant on him, a lobster attractant on him. Lather him up with, I don't know, what are lobsters attracted to?
Butter.
No, they shy away from that. That's our kryptonite.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to put more thought about it.
If we could get them to eat the butter, then we wouldn't have to put so much on them when we eat them.
Hey, he's on to something.
It's like the night shift, Michael Keaton in Night Shift with putting the mayonnaise in the tuna.
Be careful, though, when you're out there, because lobsters can smell incompetence. And incontinence, it turns out.
Well, hey,
that
then
just
we
turns out.
We may have a shot.
We're screwed. Why?
All right, so while we talk about diving, there's a guy who's been doing it quite extensively lately, and he's on, I don't know, he's in transition between liveaboards. He went from one liveaboard boat trip last week and in Saba, St. Kitts, and now he's heading off to Provo to dive in the Turks
well,
and Caicos.
That's crazy talk. Nobody's got the kind of lifestyle which allows them just to go from liveaboard to liveaboard to liveaboard. If Clay McArdle finds out about this guy...
Yeah, who owns Explore Ventures?
Yeah, that if he finds out about this guy who's got a lifestyle which allows him to just go from liveaboard to liveaboard to liveaboard, he's going to try and get him to be a customer for life, and he probably should be at ExploreVentures.com.
Yes, maybe he should. So let's find out. Well, wait a minute. Oh, it is Clay, isn't it, that we're talking about? And he is on
that bastard.
Scoop Radio right now. So Clay, are you going to... I don't know if you can market to yourself, but I guess you're the best kind of customer you could have, right? How does that work?
Well, it's working out pretty well this trip. I'm really enjoying it. We had a great week on CDX2 last week, and I just got on the Turks and Caicos boat, Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 last night, or actually about 15 minutes ago, and we're leaving later tonight for some great diving. So, it's been a rough trip.
Yeah, nice. It's good to be you.
I don't know how I can just do it, but I get a lot of people, all over that really feel sorry for me on this time of year.
Well, I don't know if people really feel sorry for you, but they definitely want to be you, and I think everybody in this room is included in that category, especially Bill, because he usually hears me talk about my great adventures and rub it in. But now you get to rub it into him and me at the same time.
And actually, Clay is one of my favorite people because Clay knows about liveaboard diving. And Clay loves liveaboard diving, and I know he doesn't get to go often enough. And now he's just going all the time.
He's making up for lost time. That's what you're doing, right, Clay, pretty much?
Well, I'm trying. I mean, I live in Wyoming. It's a long way down here, so, consolidate the flights, get some time on the boats, and it's always a good thing.
All right.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
I bet. Now, you're in Provo right now, getting ready to head off and spend a week in the Turks and Caicos, but let's talk about what you saw last week in Saba, St. Kitts, because that's a trip we're going to do again in January and give people a little preview.
Pickings last week. I think we only saw about 20 seahorses, about 60 frogfish.
Wow.
Decorated crabs, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, it was pretty miserable.
That is amazing. With that many seahorses, you could have got a group of them together and rode them or something. I mean, that's crazy. Was that off of Saba? Where did you see most of the marine life? Did it concentrate around Saba, St. Kitts, or one of the other islands, or what?
We spent time diving Saba. Actually, we went to Statia last week as well, and then down to St. Kitts. Our night anchorage at St. Kitts, we started diving that as our night dive on Thursday night on the southbound itinerary, and that's turned into the crew's favorite dive with all the stuff that you see there between lobsters and seahorses and frogfish and just all the different nudibranchs. There's all the different areas we dive are great for macro photography.
Excellent.
It's just an amazing variety of stuff and stuff there that goes to sizes, arrow crabs that are twice as big as you see most other places in the Caribbean. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, can you make me feel a little bit better? Can you let me know that they put you to work, that they had you be the assistant cook and you had to make lunch every day? Anything. Tell me that it was at least hard work for you.
Every day I actually had to put my own BC on and jump overboard.
How does he do it?
Yes. It's the sacrifices Clay's willing to make. That allows him to do things like this, which God bless him for it.
Well, I'm just that kind of guy.
You are
anything for the cause, and that.
Well, The reason I hate him even more is because I know how well you get taken care of as a guest on an Explorer Ventures liveaboard, and I know that it is just a life of sleeping, eating, diving, sleeping, eating, diving. And if you don't have work to do and if you don't have responsibility, it is without question my time liveaboard diving with Explorer Ventures, easily the best week of my life, and my wife wasn't there. I wonder how that happened. But... But I mean, it's just it's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just fun.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just enjoyable all the stinking time.
But look at this. What you're doing the best of everything. Not only did you do a week in Saba St. Kitts and did that itinerary, you flew straight from there through Miami back over to Provo, and now you're hopping on a boat into the Turks and Caicos for a week. Now that is an awesome adventure to sit there and do two different liveaboards back to back. Are you excited or what, Clay?
You know, on the one hand, I'm excited. The one thing I'm really not looking forward to is the diet I'm going to have to go on when I get back. you know, doing 2 weeks back to back is a little bit tough on the waistband.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they feed you well.
We'll get over it. We'll figure out how to get rid of that extra pound somehow.
Please tell me your bathing suit isn't having a problem fitting. Because
Yeah, I'm past the speedo age. Don't worry about that one.
Yeah, you know those bathing suits. That's like wearing fat pants for two full weeks, which is dangerous.
That was the best thing about the liveaboard. Yeah. I didn't put shoes on for 7 days. Shoes never went on my feet for 7 days.
No zapatos.
Yeah, neither did his pants, which was another problem. But you know, chances are you won't be on the same boat that Bill is. So book it. Go to exploreventures.com and book your trip. 1-800-322-3577 as well. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Liveaboard diving, talking to Clay about that stuff, and knowing that he's halfway between his 2 week adventure. You know what really sucks is that he invited me to come on that boat with him, not just 1 week, but both, and I just couldn't work it out.
That is a truly awesome experience.
I had to be here with you guys to get ready for lobster season.
Yeah,
and get Patrick on his way to becoming a certified open water diver, and that kind of thing. So. I'm saving myself for our Saba trip in January. January 18th is when we get the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You want to get a little idea of what these things are like? Go look at the latest video of Diver Down that we just released last week. That's on the video page at scubaradio.com, and you can get an idea of what we do on the boat, which is just have a blast, see all kinds of cool marine life, swim around with mermaids, and
wreck guitars by putting them underwater.
Yep. We'll do a little bit of that in January as well. So you got plenty of time to plan. January 18th, Saba St. Kitts itinerary. Next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Also, Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine will be on board to shoot a cover for Dive Training Magazine. So you'll be able to be involved in that. We're going to have a little photo competition on board. They do this front and reverse angle.
You and I have already been on the cover. With killer whales.
Well, yeah, they did that at the DEMA show 1 year that we did, but that was
priceless.
Cool. It wasn't released to the public, thank God.
I know, it's limited edition.
Yeah. We looked like a couple. It was disturbing.
And the line was great. It said, "Dive pros having a killer time."
Ew. Yeah, no, we're going to do different types of covers and Saba St. Kitts. So don't let that scare you around or scare you away. 1-800-322-3577, exploreventures.com, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, January 18th. Call them, go online, and join us. You will not want to miss it. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Captain Patrick. He's almost finished up on his open water final exam. And also, we got a little dive report or special to share with you from Dominica. That's coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is that a moray in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? As she looked down by my weight belt, it kind of made me blush. Is that a moray in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? And I have to admit, I got excited a bit when she showed me her octopus.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, here is a great deal in Dominica. Dive into Dominica for as little as $925 for an entire week. That's only good through now, through September 30th. It's a great deal because it includes all the park fees, a daily full breakfast, 5 days of two tank dives, plus weights and belts, a $50 resort credit, and all just a whole bunch of extra stuff. I mean, that's a phenomenal price for a week of diving, and Dominica is amazing. It's at the Fort Young Hotel to boot, which is a hotel that is literally built out of the remnants of a, 16th or 17th century fort that was held by the British and a few other governments.
Now, for a dummy like me, where is Dominica?
Dominica is in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Below Puerto Rico, but above Venezuela.
Okay, we'll go with that. Just Google it. And you find, but it's a small little island, but it's like the most volcanic island in the entire world. Remarkable place. I love going there. Fort Young Hotel is a phenomenal place, and FortYoungHotel.com is a website to go to and get that special. And I'm not sure, but I don't think it's ever been this economical to spend a week in Dominica. And Fort Young Hotel is a fabulous resort, whether you go diving or just want to go and chill in some unique place in the world and not even dive. You can just hang out at the hotel all week and just have, it's just the ultimate oasis in the middle of nowhere. Kind of thing.
Is that not where they filmed Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
They did do some of that movie in Dominica, absolutely. Yeah. Go see some of the sights and springs and like topside in Dominica, just blow your mind.
I've heard the story that some places in Dominica you can still see Johnny Depp's mascara smeared on some of the rocks.
Yes.
That could happen. They have smokers there, little cracks in the earth where smoke billows up and stuff.
Hey, dude,
volcanic activity.
That's Jamaica,
man,
Bill.
Man, there's
hot springs.
Like smokers there and tokers.
Boiling lake.
And jokers, man.
Wow.
Waterfalls.
Really, Bill?
Really.
That's the second Steve Miller reference.
Hey, Maurice.
In one show.
Hi, Maurice.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. I would like to be referred to from here on out as Morty.
Morty?
Morty.
He kind of looks like a Morty, I'll be honest.
Thank you.
All right, if you say so. All right, Patrick's been working on his Patty open water course, final exam. Patrick, are you done?
I will be done when the show ends.
Hold on.
He's surfing
not,
Facebook.
Yeah, you're not even... You
can't tell. He's taking the whole test.
Come on up here, Patrick.
From where?
Come on. No. You're not done yet? Are you kidding?
I will be done when the show.
That's what he's going to try to wait us out. You see me? You see what he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to fake them. Well, no, I'm not going to. I'm
he
not going to grade it on the
muse,
work. Come on, bring it up.
Morty's
bring it
butt.
Up. Bring it on up. Come on.
Fail.
I'm your dive instructor. You're not supposed to challenge.
Disobey orders.
Captain Patrick.
He's
come
reviewing
on
his
now.
Answers. All right. Well, I'm going to give him till the commercial break, and then he's going to hand that in.
Oh,
And I'm going to look at it and decide whether or not
subordination
he has survived the Patty open water final exam. Now look, yeah, I think he's done.
Feigning indifference.
Look, Patrick, if I can do it and Jimmy can do it, come on.
Let's be honest.
Really?
Between the two of them, they only know 23 letters.
Yes.
And most of those are A.
Okay. I'm not sure why.
But when we did it with two Brazilian bikinis.
Yeah, we did have distractions.
Well, no, I've already I've gotten a buddy for Patrick.
I call it motivation.
I got a friend that's going to buddy up and go through the open water course with him. You guys had a Brazilian swimsuit model. He's going to have a middle-aged neighbor of mine.
Hardly seems fair.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Kelly and Carla, the Brazilian swimsuit models, today I consider myself the luckiest open water scuba diver student on the face of the earth. Thank you.
Yeah, that was, you know, you normally don't have to do that build up to your giant stride entry when you're doing your pool work, but
that was a little dramatic of me.
It was an interesting bit of flair that
and Bill happened to be there with a microphone. That was cool.
Yeah.
And what's even more interesting is the articulation he was able to get with the snorkel in his mouth, which creates a brilliant echo effect, but it's hard to articulate.
It is tough. I had to practice a lot.
That was impressive.
Greg doesn't need to practice about talking with things in his mouth, though. Just comes natural.
Insert awkward science or silence here.
Science. Science
blinded me with science.
I knew
we should have produced this show.
Science.
Oh my God. Anyway, all right. You know what? We're a little giddy because me, CJ,
hey, we going and diving.
That's Jimmy right. are going diving. Yeah. We're going lobster diving. This could be a symptom of lobster fever. You hear what I'm saying? Because that's what happens. You get a little crazed.
It's kind of like Pac-Man fever, only with lobsters.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You get that
driving
excited
me crazy.
For Pac-Man fever?
Yeah. I don't trust anything that eats that much fruit and has no anus.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's a fever that the only way to bring that fever down is to go catch lobster. And, you know, it is fun. I mean, you know, there's people that are against this. They think, like, you know, you shouldn't get so worked up. But, you know,
they can suck it.
It is fun. It is a blast. This is one of my favorite activities, other than eating lobster, is catching them. And actually catching them and then eating them is just an amazing
thing.
Yes, it's great. I love it. It just is so much fun.
Really tickles my stick.
Well, you're supposed to tickle them. Yeah,
either way,
you know, tickling is a technique that you have to master.
Greg,
looping.
What's going through your mind when you're hunting for lobster? Like, is it music in your ears, in your head? What do you hear? What do you think?
Well, you know,
about?
I alluded to this earlier, but you have to be the lobster. You have to calm yourself, and that's very difficult when you get the lobster fever, because what happens, you know, just like we're having fun talking about it and getting all worked up.
Oh, I see one.
You see one.
Oh, exactly. There it is.
Your heartbeat starts going.
It will be mine. Oh, yes. It will be mine.
And many years ago, I talked to, actually, you know who told me about this was Manny Puig, who kind of looks like Tarzan. He, before he got on Jackass and all this stuff, is there a wildlife consultant? He actually was respected a little bit more in the marine life world because he had done a lot of work with sharks and things. And he's from Cuba, and he had grown up free diving all his life and interacting with Goliath grouper and sharks and getting up close and personal with them in ways people had never seen before. And I asked him one day, I said, "What about lobster?" He goes, "You have got to calm your heartbeat. You have got to slow down that fever that you get when you see those lobster and relax." And I found that to be absolutely true, that if you can, whether they can sense your heartbeat or not, I have a feeling the lobster can
sense incompetence.
Maybe they, you know, maybe it's just you're worked up and you're a little bit more jerky and that kind of spooks them off. But if you can calm yourself, I have seen this, and well, he has shown me, and I've been able to get them to come up onto my arm where you can actually coax them out with your fingers in your hand and have them walk up onto your arm. If you can be so calm and collected, where and relaxed,
like yoga,
exactly, it is. And then you get them out there, like, I'll just grab you now, you know. Oh. But that is a very unique way to do it. So you have to just bring it down. You got to calm yourself. So the lobsters get calmed into a false sense of security, and then you snag them, and then you eat them.
Or you can just hold up a tiny sign that says "Lobster Party This Way."
Well, I've seen that technique used on SpongeBob. I haven't seen it in the real world, but we could try that.
There's a reason for that. It works.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if it worked for SpongeBob,
free lobster food.
Maybe
this way.
Maybe. Now, but what if you're, you know, what if they've migrated from Cuba and they don't speak English? You're going to put
they all know
Spanish
English
translation
they
on
English.
It.
They know English.
Okay, they're smart lobster.
Party
evidently.
Is an international language, man.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and CJ here. Patrick left. He left. He finished his exam. He said, take it. You guys are driving me crazy. I can't do this exam here. So I'm going to go over it, and I guess we'll have to reconvene next week and find out what's going on.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
Point. Yeah. Because he doesn't feel he did well. So,
I don't know. This test, the written test.
Yeah.
What is a passing score?
You got to get 75, I believe, is what it is. 75
wow,
or 80.
That's all?
Or 70. I don't know. I'll check. But you can miss, like, you know, 6-7 questions, 7-8 maybe. Because there's like 50 of them. And so it's... you know, the curve, there's a pretty good curve. You know, all my students, I do want them to get, what, Bill? I want them to get it all right.
You don't actually grade on a curve. You grade on a flat score.
Well, I'm just saying you pass, though.
Okay.
You know, so they're the bar.
When you talk about the curve is a sliding scale where you take the score and you assign it on the sliding scale. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it's
I know
that.
You act like a teacher, but you don't.
Like the shape of a bell.
I play a teacher on the radio. So we'll just leave it at that.
I gotcha.
But no, the bar isn't very high. It's low, which, you know, you got to get, you know, 75% of it right. And what you don't get, you need to understand what you missed.
Right.
And this is the only thing where there is that threshold. The quizzes and everything, even if you got a lot of them wrong, we go back over the questions and make sure you understood why you got it wrong.
And Patrick has understood everything except for the chart, except for reading the dive chart, the dive tables. I mean,
yeah,
he's understood everything.
Yeah.
There are a couple questions he got wrong because he didn't understand what the question was asking.
Yeah, right.
But no, I'm sure he did fine.
When you weren't looking, I put a couple of trigonometry questions in there, so
well,
I know that kind of stuff.
I think the chatter.
He's pretty good at trigonometry, actually.
The chatter of us on the radio talking about lobster and everything else has been distracting, and he didn't seem very happy, and he walked out a bit in a huff. He's like, look, I can't concentrate, you rat bastards! With something like that. That's what he was saying with his facial expression.
That's how I lost my job at the orange juice factory. I couldn't concentrate.
Oh.
Hugo de Naranja.
Okay.
I played it was dead.
So anyway, we'll find out what happened next week and if we have to put him back through the...
ringer?
A little bit. Maybe. You know, I mean,
we've been... had him take the test in the other room.
Well, he could have got up and walked over. I didn't care. I wouldn't have cared if he would have asked that. But he didn't say this until he was walking out. I was like, oh, you guys are making too much racket. I can't concentrate.
Doing your stupid radio show.
How dare you, radio show.
He's like, I want to catch lobsters. It's been taking too damn long. Anyway, that was the thing. You know, we've been doing this open water course with Patrick, and it stretched out over, you know, a couple months. Literally, this should be a process that happens in a week or two. And some of the material may have, you know, that he learned at the beginning, didn't have a problem with, he may have had trouble remembering it now if he didn't go back and refresh himself. So I think he might have come in a little bit, a little cold. You know what I'm saying there, Bill? Maybe. And that might have got him. I don't know. We'll see. I got to go through his
It's definitely
his
easier
test.
If you do it over the course of just a couple of
yeah,
days.
Yeah, it's fresh in your mind.
Stuff.
Exactly. And then, you know, the questions won't throw you that much.
Maybe his do-rag was too tight.
He did have one of those. Yeah. He took.
You have to look at all possibilities.
Maybe. But hey, we're going diving regardless. So
screw him.
Can't wait.
Screw him.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna do a little training tomorrow for my daughter. I'm actually getting her certified and her friend.
Isn't there a conflict of interest there, Greg?
What do you mean?
The law, you can't train your own progeny.
Oh, I'm way tougher on her, too.
Oh, boy.
You know, because you know, typically be a little bit more politically correct.
You're right.
Like, what do you mean you can't do that?
Stop holding on to the side of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his daughter, he's made her wait, what, nigh on to 18 years to complete the training. So Patrick
right.
should stop whining.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we're going to do that Sunday and Monday and then lobster on Tuesday. And you got your gear checked out. I got some new toys to play with as far as I'm going to bring my GoPro Octomask down there. And I'm going to try to film maybe a scene or two from Lobsternado.
Awesome.
That we talked about last week. And we got to come up with a different angle. So we haven't figured out how to tie in the tornado thing. So it'll be like... But the deal is, the storyline is, I'm going to catch a lobster. You're going to see me catching a lobster because I'm going to film it from the top of my mask with this Octo mask with a GoPro camera. And so you're going to see my technique snaring a lobster. And then I'm going to take one of the GoPro cameras and turn it around and mount it on a lobster and see their perspective and set up a storyline where I'm going to catch a lobster. However, his brother is going to come back for revenge. And we're going to film that. during our surface interval. So we'll take a...
Wasn't that a Patrick Swayze movie?
I thought it was the plot line of the third Die Hard movie.
Well, you know, it's a fairly straightforward Hollywood plot. Yeah. If we want to come up with a unique twist,
if you can
we might
get
need
Samuel
to do that.
L. Jackson, I think you could do Lobsters on a Plane.
Well, we're not going to be on a plane, though. We're going to be on a dive boat, so...
Lobsters on a boat!
Hey!
Like it. I love it.
Okay, well, we got that to work on. But we got to catch them first. So you'll hear all about that. Captain Patrick's update on his Patty Open Water course and much, much more next week when you tune in. And we thank you for doing so in advance and apologize as well.
Sorry.
Till then, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter!
Good diving, everybody!
Thanks for being here, Morty.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.